Vrindavan Mahimamrita.
Hanta Swarteshu Kidyante Bhanto Pi Bhavadvija Yat Swachandanam Samast Artam Vrindaranyam Napashyata Samastartam. Hanta, hanta, alas. Is that light on over there? That light?
Yes.
Why do great personalities like you lament for not attaining your goal of life? The goals of life are easily available here. Why then don't you turn towards Sri Vrindavan? Swarta, Kidyante. Swarta, what you want is Kidyante, easily attainable here. Swachandanam, Samasta Artam, all that. Vrindavan, can't you see? Pashita, see, look, in Vrindavan, there are millionaires in Vrindavan. People are fabulously wealthy in Vrindavan, so they have lots of art. And people have so much enjoyment in Vrindavan, so they have calm. And so many siddhas and liberated souls, so they have mukti. And there's so many dharmic persons and dharma dwajis and religious people, so they have dharma. And of course, naturally, it's a place of religion. So it's easy to see, pashyati, that everywhere in all directions of Vrindavan, people are attaining whatever they want. They want religiousness, and they're happy with that, live a moral, God-centered life, not exactly totally concentrated, fixed on God, but this is a primary idea, mixed with lots of enjoyment, they have that. And there's totally dedicated Niskinchan sadhus, wandering around with Kopan and Kamandalu, and living under the trees even today, living on Madhukari, and crying out day and night, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Exalted persons like yourself take great trouble to attain your goals. Don't you see that all your goals will approach you of their own accord in Vrindavan? Swachandanam samastartam. Na pashyati means, don't you see? Means, that's what it means, don't you see? Here it says, why don't you turn? Not looking. Why don't you look? So he's saying, don't you see? Na pashyati. Can't you see that in Vrindavan, all your goals, samasta art, they're approaching you. Swachandanam. It's their own icha. Swa icha. By their own desire, by their own will, dharma's coming to you. This is the fruit of Brajavas. Dharma's coming to you. Calm, enjoyment. Lust, women, men, they're coming to you automatically. Wealth, recognition, profit, adoration, distinction. Don't you see? They're coming to you automatically. And then liberation and what that brings with it. It's coming to you. Don't you see? That is Vrindavan Vas. So sometimes people say, oh, Vrindavan is a place for old people. Vrindavan is a place to retire. Vrindavan is a place for sannyasis. It's nice, I'd like to see some more here. But you should stay in the cities, because cities are for making money and enjoying life. But from the viewpoint of Prabhupada Saraswati, he's saying that Vrindavan is the place to be. You can get it all in Vrindavan. It's a big town or big shop, whatever you call it. Hometown. This is the hometown. Because in this town, everybody feels at home. I think that's only relevant if you know about hometown. But the people have that concept, oh, this is my hometown. When people say Manhattan, New York, oh, this is my home. Where's your hometown? Where's your home? People say like that. Where's your hometown? Well, can you actually say honestly that any city you live in, which you may claim to be your hometown, can you say that that's a town where everybody feels at home, comfortable, happy? What about the derelicts? What about the poor people? What about the starving people? What about the victims of crime and terrorism? They feel at home, they feel... So this Vrindavan is a town where every jiva can feel at home. Hometown comfort, home comfort. So he's saying, whatever you require, just come here. So that's why this particular category is listed under this title of sadhana's useless. You don't need any sadhana, just live here and you'll get everything. Because people do sadhana, means strict activities and regulated life. They do very, people, karmis and people interested in art, they have very strict sadhana. Many of these karmavadis that are absorbed in trying to make big bucks, they get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, these CEOs. I know some. I get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I start getting on the phone making international calls to talk to other businessmen who are just getting to work. So listen, I put in that order, and right as soon as the guy gets to work, it's 10 o'clock in Tokyo, it's 2 a.m. in Delhi, and they get a call on their phone. And they say, good morning, they're all chipper, just came to work, slept nicely. Hey, this is Luigi. No, this is Sunil Agarwal from Delhi. What about my shipment? You were supposed to ship it 3 weeks ago. Oh, I didn't expect you to call. It must be the middle of the night over there. That's right. So they start their business at 2 a.m. and they take rest at 11. Serious. Karmaholics. You've heard of alcoholics. These are karmaholics. They're totally intoxicated by karmic activities. It's unbelievable, but true. And they just keep popping pills and whatever it takes to keep going. Mad, driven, determined, regulated. I know one person, he told me, he was asking when I get up, and he said, I get up every day at 2 o'clock. I have businesses in California and New York and Florida. And I conduct all kinds of business, ordering, he's, I don't know what he does exactly, but from 2 o'clock until 7, I do all my work. And then from 7 to 9, I do my bhajan, my japa. And I take breakfast and go to my office. So he's, and a lot of times he's working on the computer, accounting, so many things, quiet hours. So that's interesting sadhana. That's the type of sadhana. So when he says you don't need sadhana, you don't need to do any of those things, you'll get all the goals of life here. 1290. Shrimad Vrindavanamamavina Mulyam Etat Chariram Krinihitam Kimiha Vahuna Tvatpare Shittam Eva Dharma Dharma Dhyamita Kritibir Nasya Poshe Smi Shakto Amanda Kranta Guru Taradura Sarabish Chanukampya. Oh, Vrindavan, what more can I say? Please take my body for free. Mama, Vina Mulyam, there's no price. Srimad Vrindavan, Vina Mulyam, Shariram. Chariram means, Etach Chariram means Sharir. You say Sharir. This body, Bina Mulya, without any Mulya, without any Srimad Vrindavan, and then Vrindavan looks at you and says, I don't even want it for free. I don't even want your body for free. I surrender this body at your feet, Srimad Vrindavan. I have failed to maintain this body by the help of various sadhanas, like following religious principles. And misguided, overburdened people are natural candidates for the mercy of those who are saintly. Very interesting phrase. Misguided, overburdened people are the natural candidates for mercy of those who are saintly. Anukampaya. Anukampaya means compassion, mercy. Guru Tara Dura. Guru Tara means heavy. Manda kranta. Manda means slow, stupid. And guru tara dura. They're carrying heavy guru tara, means a heavy weight. And it's going very far. Nasya poshe. Interesting. Let's see the other translation. Synthesize it too. Oh, Sri Vrindavan, I have a question. Will you purchase my body if I don't ask any specific price? What better offer can I make? I throw my body at your feet. I can no longer maintain myself with any pious or impious deeds. Saintly persons should be kind to the weak who carry the very heavy, burdens. That's what it says. Dharmatara, Gurutara, Mandakranta Gurutara Dura, Sarvish, Saruzar Anukampaya. Very kind. Dharma Dharma Yadamita Kritibir Nasya Boshe. I've done all these things, but I'm crawling into Vrindavan and throwing myself at your feet. You can purchase me. Will you take me? Will you buy me? Will you accept me? Whatever you want to give. You want to pay me in dust? All right, give me some dust. You want to pay me one roti for my body and give me madhukari sustenance from the hands of the Vrijvasi Brahmins that are anukampaya, that are compassionate and caring for the sadhus that have taken shelter and thrown their bodies in the dust of Srimad Vrindavanam. I accept that as fair payment for my body. My body is worth one roti. You want to give me long drinks of the Jamuna water with my cupped hands offered in supplication at your feet? Then I accept that cup of water and that offering of water as a purchasing price, as a mulya for my sharira. Take my body, take it, take it. Tavevasmi, tavevasmi. Na jivami tvaya vina iti vigaya devi tvam nayamam charantiyan. I am yours, O Vrindavan, O Radha. I am yours. Can you understand that? Will you accept me? Na jivami tvaya vina. Myself, I cannot maintain myself. I cannot live alone. I cannot live. You are my life. Na jivami tvaya vina. Without you, I die. With you, I live. Without you, I die. I'm true. I'm honest. I'm sincerely telling you from my heart. Nayamam charanantikam. Can you, understanding this, O Devi, O Vrishabhano Nandini Devi, can you please accept me in the tips of your toenails? So this is Das Goswami's prayer of submission, where he's submitting himself utterly and absolutely at the feet of Radharani and her Dhamma Vrindavan. Prabhupada Saraswati is saying the same thing. Srimad Vrindavana Mama Vina Mulyam Echat Shariram Kunihi Tvam Kim Iha Bahuna Tat Pare Shiptam Eva Dharmadaram Yad Dharmad Dharmadharamad Yamita Kritibir Nasya Poshe Smi Sakshakto Manda Kranta Guru Taro Dura Sarubish Chanukampaya. O saintly people, I am a candidate for your mercy. Don't neglect me. You're living here naturally. You belong here. You're qualified to live here in Vrindavan. But I'm an intruder. I'm a Videshi. I'm a foreigner. I've come from a great distant land. Across the desert of the material existence I've crawled. I swam across the material ocean. One side of the ocean was Bombay. The other side was Delhi. And I crawled across the hot sands of that desert of material existence, burning my stomach and scorching my hands. And I swam across the ocean and finally reached Vrindavan Dham. So like you, O sage, O saintly person, O Sadhu Thakur, says Sarubish, I am falling at your feet in this land of Srimad Vrindavanam and begging you for kripa, anukampaya. Be kind to me, be merciful. And you might say, well, what is my qualification? Can I pay the entrance fees? Can I pay the yearly, the semester fees, term fees? No, I can't. All I can do is offer him this body as payment. This body as payment? What do you expect me to do with this body? I'm sorry. Take me, I'm yours. So this is the surrendered Sharanagata Jiva, where he submits everything to Vrindavan. What can we offer to Vrindavan? Vrindavan is Chintamani Dham, Chinmoy Dham. It's like going to Bill Gates and saying, listen, I've come to offer you something. He said, yes, what? My body. I offer my body. You can pay whatever you want for it. He said, all right, it doesn't look like it's worth very much. But you come, I'll accept you as part of my entourage. If he's Anukampa, yeah. But the sadhus who represent Vrindadevi and the sadhus who represent Srimad Vrindavan, they are Anukampaya. That's their nature. Tikshra Krunika Suidam Sarvadehana. They crawl out of their bhajan cocoons. They crawl out of their bhajan cocoons to survey the landscape and see what poor souls are lying there squirming on the surface of the Vrindavan, looking for shelter and mercy. And they come to their aid. They extend the hand. This is a sadhus. This is Vrindavan. Very beautiful verse. Srimad Vrindavana mama vina and mulyam etash. I have my sharir, my body. Vina mulyam. There's no price on me. What is my value? What is my worth? I've come to the most worthy, valuable place in the universe. And I'm a beggar. I'm a beggar, so what can a beggar offer to anyone? He's looking for handouts. Spare change. He wants a donation. That's the mantra in America. American bum mantras. Hey man, spare change, spare change. So here they say, Dakshina, Dakshina. Dakshina, hey, Dakshina, Dakshina, Ikadasi, Dakshina, Brahman, Panda, may Pandahun, Ab Dakshin Dedo, Dakshina. Hey, what about, even they say it sometimes in English, what about my Dakshina? Hey, what about my Dakshina? Dakshina means donation, money, mulya, price. Those Shastras can't help here. It's only Anukampaya. It's only mercy. Or rather, sadhana is useless. That's the point here. Surrender. Anukampaya, the mercy of saintly persons is everything. This category is sadhana is useless. Next is 1737. Alam alamiha yoshit gardabi sangaranger. Alam alamiha pita patya vira yoshibi. Alam alamiha Nanasaranas yasya duker bhavata bhavata brindaranyam ashita danya ashritya danya ashritya ashritya danya alam alamiha alam 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 bhavata bhavata. That's how the verse goes. Alam 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 alam. Oh brothers, yoshid gardabdi Sangha Ranger. Give up the association of women, because the word Gardava means ass. Sometimes this Dhenukasura and different Shastras and Vishnu Puran, they describe this chapter of Krishna and Balaram whipping ass, beating up the ass demons. It's called Dhenuka. Dhenuka Asura. It's called Garbhada. Garbhada Asura. So Garbhadi means ass. So he says association, Sangha, is the association of women. Give up the association of women who are like she asses. Because what is the special, why are women compared to a she ass? There must be some special characteristic of a she ass, which applies, in his mind at least, to this combination of human men and human women. Sangha Ranga. So Ranga means to enjoy the association of a woman. That she's like an ass. So what is the feature of a nature of an ass? When a male comes to the back door, for some action, then the wife gives him some feet in his head for his satisfaction. She kicks her back feet square in his head and knocks him, trying to knock some sense into him. But he's so jacked up and so attached that no matter how many times he gets kicked in the head, he keeps coming after the thing that she's trying to hit him over the head with, a solid lesson of life, that this is a dead-end street. You seek your fortune elsewhere. She's trying to divert his attention another direction by kicking him in the head. But he doesn't learn the lesson, and he keeps back after confessing that this is all he can look for. So the human beings, although they get so many lessons and are often told to go in a different direction, they keep going to the female ass, the Garbhata, for Sangha Ranga. They'd rather enjoy the association of that ass and get kicked in the head. Okay, I get kicked. She insults me. She rebukes me. She cheats me. She rips off my money. But what can I do? She's my wife. Or I love her, or whatever. And although someone may try to knock some sense into them with some good instructions. So he's saying, this is not a good idea. Then he's saying, give up the material pleasure derived from education, fame, wealth, children, relatives, because they simply bind one to material existence. Give up various types of religious practices because they ultimately are useless. Simply take shelter of sweet Vrindavan forever and make your life successful. Bhavata bhavata brindaranyam, sharanyam, brinda. Take shelter, ashita, brindaranyam. Aranya means forest, dandakaranya. The forest of brinda, of groups and groups of trees, and kadamba kandi and tamal brikshas and so many wonderful forests. Brindaranyam, ashita danya. You will get, by taking shelter there, taking shelter in the forest of Vrindavan, you will become danya. You become successful, wealthy, opulent, fortunate, happy. There's no need to seek pleasure, happiness, or fortune elsewhere, because they bind you. You seek pleasure or fortune or danya or ranga, happiness, in the association of relatives or knowledge, vidya, yoshibi, fame. Then, or nana sadhana yasya dukher, or various forms of sadhana. See, it says here nana sadhana. Nana means nana, shastra vicharana means various forms of sadhana, dukher. They're all actually sources of unhappiness, sadness. So that's why this category is sadhana is useless. So this is 1737, which says this. He says, nana sadhana, dukher. Sadhana makes you unhappy. Yoshibi, fame makes you unhappy. Knowledge makes you unhappy. Yoshid, associating with women, makes you unhappy. If you're like an ass, become like an ass. Give it all up. Bhavata, bhavata. Do this. Bhavata, bhavata means do this. Do accept this. Accept the shelter of the forest of Vrindavan. Then you'll be danya. A wealthy man is a fortunate man. A fortunate man is a happy man. A happy man is one who has love. And these are the gifts of Vrindavan. Vrindavan gives fortune, happiness, and love. Because Vrindavan is Radha and Krishna. It is their energy, it is their lila, their shakti. It's their very form. This is the beautiful glories of Vrindavan. Sadhana is useless in this realm.